The following recording, Alabama 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Kamagetakure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose standing, waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal should be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma." When Sarah thought that was an odd choice for a name, Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her. But Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her effort was not futile. Very soon, Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Also, immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Auburn, Alabama, and raised in Auburn, Alabama. I was a family of 11. We didn't go out very much. I had a strict family and church, such as church socials and things like that. But that was what we went to for fun. School was good, and I didn't have any problems in school. Okay. As I grew older, I was raised by my grandmother and my aunt. And as I grew older, I married, had 4 sons, and I raised them alone, and it was very hard. And for social life, was being around them and having fun with them. And I worked. And we had fun just sitting around, laughing and talking together. Didn't go out very. Raised my sons I lived with my aunt until they was, my youngest was 7 years old. Then I moved out on my own. And we lived in the projects. And I worked at a laundry to support them. And they were very sweet boys. I didn't have no problem by getting into trouble or anything. So we lived a pretty normal life together. It was hard raising 4 kids alone, but I did the best I could, and everything turned out fine. Yeah, well, kids are very different now because they have this rule you can't discipline. So that's very hard for me because I'm used to when a child disobeys, not putting them in the corner, time out. I believe in lightly spanking, not to hurt, not to put marks or anything on them. And I think that was the best way because now a kid think they can get by with anything. Because they know you can't do anything about it, but set them in the corner on the last a few minutes. So That's the thing. And kids of today are so different from when I was raising my kids, because they don't seem to have to realize that this is their lives, and that they got to be responsible.